Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
There was a time, seems like eons ago, when toys were simple and fashioned from wood, cloth, metal, and paper. But times have changed and toy technology has evolved. The Japanese toy maker Yugobi is one of the companies leading the way with a new generation of Toyosaurus, as Spectrum Radio's Prachi Patel Pred reports.
When Yugobi announced that Pleo, the robotic dinosaur, would hit store shelves in late 2007, parents of pet-loving kids rejoiced. No more hair on the couch or litter boxes to clean. Puppy-sized Pleo would be an ideal pet, cute and friendly, without the needs of a live animal. 12-year-old Nadia Nee was intrigued.
Pleo could walk around and it wouldn't walk off the table, like we tested that a lot. And it would squirm when you hung it by its tail. And it would sometimes like skid a lot. I'd like when it would go on the wood floor sometimes. Oh, and you could tickle its feet.
California-based Yugobi calls its products life forms. The company's goal is to create lifelike creatures using state-of-the-art robotics technologies. Pleo has 6 microprocessor chips, a camera, 14 motors, 2 microphones, and 8 skin sensors. It responds to touch and voice, cries when it's hungry, goes to sleep when it's tired, and likes to cuddle. As 9-year-old Misha Nee found out, Pleo can also occasionally surprise you.
Oh, once she snuggled up with one of my stuffed animals and then fell asleep with it. And there's one other time when she was in my room, she like stood on 2 legs and said, ta-da.
Pleo is turning out to be one popular dinosaur robot, and it seems to have set off a trend.
Oh, there's absolutely a dinosaur toy trend this year. There's a lot of dinosaurs that are robotic playmates.
Renee Rice is a trend specialist for the Toy Industry Association. She says that many parents are looking for science and discovery toys. Dinosaurs fit the bill, and all the better if kids can interact with them.
Kids are growing up looking for interactive toys that will react to them, and parents are looking for products that actually respond to a child and the child can actually use their imagination to play with.
Now other major toy manufacturers are looking for a piece of the pie. Take Spike, the Ultra Dinosaur from Mattel's Fisher-Price division. Remote-controlled Spike is designed for 3 to 8-year-olds. It stomps around, roars, rears up its front legs, and flashes the spikes on its back. Then there's the D-Rex, which Mattel calls the ultimate pet for boys. D-Rex is ferocious and loyal. It responds to voice and touch, makes over 100 noises, wags its tail, and even guards its owner's room. Or perhaps you want more cute and cuddly options. Nothing says cute more than a soft, gentle baby triceratops. PlaySchool's Kota the Triceratops moves its head, blinks, and roars. And kids can hop on and pretend to ride it. All those fancy robotics come at a price. Kota costs about $300, while Spike and D-Rex are about $150 apiece. Pleo, the most sophisticated of the bunch, tops the list at about $350. A recent free software download from Yugobi's website gives the toy the ability to learn. So every Pleo can develop a unique personality based on how it's treated. One problem with Pleo so far seems to be the rechargeable battery that runs for about half an hour and then needs a 3-hour recharge. And even with all the bells and whistles, the creature's appeal is limited.
Like, I thought it was cool when I first got it, but after playing with it for a while, it sort of got really repetitive.
But if your kids ask for a pet this year, and you dread the care, feeding, and cost of a real animal, a robotic dinosaur just might be the easy way out. For Living on Earth, I'm Prachi Patel Pred.
Sounds like a perfect pet for the White House. Our story on robotic dinosaurs comes to us courtesy of Spectrum Radio, the broadcast edition of IEEE Spectrum, the magazine of technology insiders.